I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Tune in Thursday from 5 to 6. Hey, that was a great speed time, dog.
Take a bite out of time.
Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m., you can hear Larry Arnett's Bottom Line right here on WAIF. Check out the truth behind the headlines. Check out the stories that never make the front page. Be informed, stay in touch every Thursday, 5 to 6 with Larry Arnett's Bottom Line.
Hey, we got on the phone now a very special Christmas guest. This is the Vice Mayor of Cincinnati, Jim Tarbell. Hi, Jim.
Hody ho.
Do they let you play that thing down at the council meetings?
What's that?
So they let you play that thing down at council meetings?
That has actually happened.
I was going to say, if you start every council meeting for the Cincinnati City Council with a harmonica solo.
Well, here's the way we started in the past. Et cetera.
From the mountains to the prairies.
And we should do that. You're exactly right. We should do that at the beginning of every council meeting, and we would have no bickering.
Jim Tarbell, what do you want for Christmas this year?
Time off.
Are you going to get any?
Time out. I want a budget. I want a real budget for the city of Cincinnati.
You guys down at city council are arguing over the budget this week, aren't you?
Yes, this is budget arguing time on the prairie. But I would like some time with the grandchildren. There are three now. There's one just born in beautiful downtown Northside a few weeks ago.
Well, all right.
Then there are two, Miette and Julian are in Chicago. Stella is Northside. Miette and Julian are in Chicago. And I would like some time with my grandchildren.
Well, the one that was just born, probably, you could probably get a hold of pretty easy. Because they can't really run away or anything.
It's just finding the time. It's just, you know, finding the time to get there. It's not a problem otherwise.
Back, Jim Tarbell, back when you were a little kid and you had hair and stuff, what in the world was one of your favorite Christmas days that you can remember?
I want to hear about a Georgetown Christmas. Tell us about Christmas in Georgetown, Ohio.
Georgetown, Ohio.
Because that's where you're from, isn't it?
Well, my father's family's from Georgetown, originally Ripley, Ohio, in 1828, and then Georgetown in 1860. And my family was living there when I was born. I was born here at Jewish Hospital because there's no hospital in Georgetown.
I was born in Jewish Hospital, too.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Get out of here. On Vernon?
Yeah.
Wait a...
But not the same time you were. Well, I was born in the 60s.
There is the link.
Yeah.
You know this new food store called Whole Foods, but Fresh Market in Oakley on Madison Road?
Right.
I went there to the grand opening last year and ran into the director of marketing. And make a long story short, we're talking, and Fresh Market is in North Carolina, but he is from here. And we started talking, and we went back and forth and back and forth about who do you know, what do you know, where are you from, et cetera. We were born on the same day at Jewish Hospital.
No. Did you guys know each other back then?
Oh, my God. I said, Arnie!
How do you know you guys weren't switched at birth?
I haven't seen you since 42. What?
How do you know you guys weren't switched at birth and he's really Jim Tarbell? How do you know? Does he look more like your parents than you do?
He does. He looks very much like my
mother. Jim, back when you were born in 1942,
yes.
Did they still do the thing where they took all the babies and they put them in a glass-encased room in bassinets, and all the dads would come by smoking cigarettes and peer through the glass at their baby in the bassinet and going, there's my baby.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Absolutely.
How come you people back in the 40s didn't think it was good to touch a baby? Why did you want the babies to grow up cold and isolated and alone?
Oh, shoot. His hands are so cold.
Well, thank God we changed.
So how did the city council meeting go tonight? Did you guys celebrate Christmas by hashing out a budget that was actually good for the population?
We are not there yet. We have we have agreed to disagree. So we really have ways to go. We do not have a budget yet.
And well, what's the problem? What's holding things up?
The Republicans.
I was going to say, is it that damn Jeff Birding? Is he the one that's holding things up?
And these guys are beginning to sound like Bush, for God's sake. You know?
Or is it that silly Leslie Giz? Is she the one holding things up? Yeah. I didn't vote for her, by the way. I didn't vote for her because she told me in person that she didn't care what the people of Cincinnati thought.
Uh-oh.
I'm not making that up. She told me that on a street corner one day, and that's when I said, well, I'm not going to vote for you then. I said, I'm going to vote for Jim Tarbell because he cares about what the people of Cincinnati want. I'm not making that up. She said, I quote, I'll never forget this. She said, I don't care what you think. And I said, do you care what the people think? And she said, no.
Well, let me tell you, here's Georgetown, Ohio. You get up in the morning at 2829 Observatory, where we used to live in a converted carriage house where it was so small, you had to go outside to change your mind. Mm-hmm. And as we were talking tonight, Cecil Thomas says that he was poor growing up. I said, you don't know nothing. We were so poor. The one pair of pants I had, my pants legs were so thin. If I had a dime in my back pocket and I sat down, I could tell you if it's heads or tails. So, anyway, that was a 2829 Observatory. It was really a beautiful place, albeit very small and very humble. And so we would leave there on a Sunday noon and drive out Beachmont Avenue through the heart of Mount Washington, which was Route 125. And if you kept going on Beachmont Avenue for another, 45 minutes at that time, and you're 1950 Plymouth, you would get there in about 45 minutes, and you go to Grandma's house or Great-Grandma's house on South Main Street, in one of those old Sears bungalow houses, the ones, they were kits.
Yeah, you can get them out of the catalog,
that's
the
right.
Old Sears catalog.
That's right, and that's what it was. Really sweet house, and with a regulation size upright piano. And you'd go out and play in the side yard where she had a big hickory tree, and you'd pick a hickory nut. And she had a nutcracker that was forcible enough to crack a hickory, which is no easy job. And then you'd go with your father around town and visit all his buddies from his childhood and, look at their trees and so forth. Then you go back to great-grandma's for usually roast pork and, a really slow roasted pork with mashed potatoes and gravy, homemade gravy, and green beans.
Oh, my goodness.
From the garden. Oh, God. And then you spend the rest of the afternoon there, and your father would start playing piano and Clair de Lune, Moonlight Sonata.
You mean your dad didn't get drunk?
No. Okay. Not at great-grandma's house. It was not right. Tolerated.
He just played some Clair de Lune for you.
Played beautiful Clair de Lune, which, as you know, Victor Borga will tell you, the English translation is Clear the Saloon.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
he said one time, I may have mentioned this once before, that when he was a kid, his father came home and found him sitting in front of a roaring fire, which made him very mad because he didn't have a fireplace at the time. And he said, Borga, I was sitting over here on the other side. You had to see what I was just doing. I was pointing to my left. He was sitting way over here on the right. His grandfather, invented the cure for which there was no disease. Unfortunately, his wife caught the cure and died. But his other grandfather invented the burglar alarm, which unfortunately was stolen from him.
You're just taking these off an old Victor Borga record, aren't you?
In any event, that was kind of the way we grew up, telling stories like that. Then we would hang around, and we'd finally about 7 o'clock, we would get in the car, the old 50 Plymouth, and drive back to Hyde Park, back to Mount Washington on Beachmont Avenue. And right before you got home at the edge of Mount Washington was a place called Hamburger Heaven.
Because
by that time, you're ready for another snack.
Right.
And Hamburger Heaven had 11 hamburgers for a dollar.
This wasn't like the White Castle, was it?
It was you know, a version of that.
Yeah.
Except the burgers were much better. I mean, they were you know, regulation-sized burgers, thin, but fresh ground beef and a bakery bun, you know, very tasty, fresh bun, very light, crisp. And you'd get 11 of those in a white sack, kind of like White Castle.
Beautiful.
But they were so delicious.
And they were open on Christmas?
Well, they were open all the time. And never closed.
Okay, one of those kind of joints. Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting because that's where, years later, that's where Gold Star started, in that same building.
What, selling hamburgers?
And selling the Jordanian version of the hamburger, which is chili.
So what are you going to do this year? Enough about the ancient to olden days. Let's look forward to 2006. What the heck are you doing for Christmas this year? You can't play at the grandbabies because you don't have any time. So what are you going to do?
Here's the icing on the cake.
Here we go.
We lived on Observatory on the second floor.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we had the whole building, but we lived upstairs. There was no living space on the ground floor. So we lived upstairs. My father's big deal, the crowning touch was on New Year's Eve. When at midnight, he would take the tree and throw it out the second floor window. And it just shows you the difference between today and 1940, whatever it was. That was the most thrilling experience you could ever imagine for a young child.
He didn't light it on fire first or anything, did he? Because that would be fun.
Yeah.
Throw a flaming tree out into the snow.
Did you remove the ornaments?
So right now, we're at 1344 Broadway. Oh, it gave away my address. And I'm looking at this wonderful tree that we got at the Civic Garden Center in this 1860 townhouse on Broadway, out right behind the School for Creative and Performing Arts. And it's just such a lovely, lovely setting. It's hard to imagine anything prettier.
And in just 1 week, you're going to throw that tree out into the street.
We will. We will.
It doesn't even last till New Year's Day?
No, we'll keep it until at least New Year's Day.
And then maybe you could get a catapult and actually launch it instead of just dropping it out of a window.
Yeah, occasionally we'll do the Epiphany where we keep it until the 12th of January.
Hey, Jim Tarbell, you got another city council meeting tomorrow?
Tomorrow is the city council meeting.
All right, well, will you do me a favor at the city council meeting tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want you to stand up when it's time for you to stand up, and I want you to say to the mayor, Mark Mallory, and all the Democrats and all the Republicans, and Jeff Birding and Cecil Thomas, and even that evil, nefarious Leslie Jizz.
Right.
And I want you to say to all of them.
And the Charterite.
Yeah, and the Charterite. I want you to say to all of them, I want you to stand up, and before you do all your, you know, all your fancy stuff that you're supposed to do, all your legalese and all those words that are too big to understand, I want you to say, hey, everybody, last night I was talking to Chris and Rob from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and they wanted me to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of the politicians and leaders and city council members and mayors in Cincinnati and to all the people all across Hamilton County. Can you do that for me?
Sure, absolutely.
I'm serious. I'm serious. I'm going to double check. I'm going to go get the meeting notes. I'm going to go check the notes and make sure that you do this. I'm not asking you to give me the key to the city or anything. I just want you to stand up and say to Mayor Mark Mallory and all the different Charterites and Democrats and Republicans, Chris and Rob from the Chris and Rob Show, say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all the people of Cincinnati and even you no good nefarious politicians.
All right.
Now hammer out a budget.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, same to you.
Merry Christmas, Jim. Happy New Year.
All right, take care.
Jim Tarbell. Everybody eat at Arnold's. We love Jim Tarbell on WAIF.
Tarbell, what the hell?
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
And we're going to take you out with this. Lee Harvey's coming up next. He's the best jazz DJ this side of Oscar Treadwell. And he queued up a little Christmas song for us to share with everybody. This is, it's called The Christmas Band. Is there anybody in the Christmas Band? He doesn't know who's in the Christmas band. Hey, Lee, I just want to say Merry Christmas. Yeah, he's over there. He said Merry Christmas. So I'm playing this one. This is the Christmas band with For You from the Sleigh Ride album. And coming up next is Lee Harvey with the Outside Inside Jazz Show. Merry Christmas, Rob.
Merry Christmas, Chris. Merry Christmas, Jim. Merry Christmas, Charlie. Merry Christmas, everybody.